Well, it's time to open up our Bibles. We've got Beth Seifert standing by with today's Bible study in 1 Samuel.
Thanks, Amy. It's always good to be here. Well, if you remember from yesterday, we were listening to Samuel talking to the people and explaining to the people why what they have done is such a wicked thing. And today we're going to continue in that theme. Samuel is still speaking to the people, and we're going to see what happens next. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16 through 25. Now, therefore, stand still and see this great thing that the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not the wheat harvest today? I will call upon the Lord that he may send thunder and rain, and you will know and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord in asking for yourselves a king. So Samuel called upon the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day. And all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, "Pray for your servants to the Lord your God that we may not die, for we have added to all our sins this evil, to ask for ourselves a king." And Samuel said to the people, "Do not be afraid. You have done this evil. Yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver, for they are empty. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people for himself. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you. And I will instruct you in the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your king." Now Samuel concludes with a show of power from God to demonstrate his power and who's in control. It's the time of the wheat harvest, which usually was mid-April to mid-June. And God is going to send rain. Rain only usually fell about twice a year in this area of the world, and they called it the former and latter rain. But between the months of March and April, it was very unusual to have rain. So Samuel is drawing their attention to their surroundings with his words. It was the wheat harvest. Men were in the field harvesting the wheat. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was a perfect wheat harvest day. If it had been cloudy or threatening, they wouldn't have been out in the field. Rain, in case you're curious, is not good for a wheat harvest. If you harvest the wheat in the rain, and the wheat is wet and not allowed to dry out, it will mold and be completely useless. So God is not necessarily ruining their crop, but he's reminding them who is truly in charge of their lives and their provisions. See, as the judge of the people, Samuel could do as much or more by his prayers to God than a king could do with a sword. The Israelites had had no need of a king. They had sufficient proof of that before this, and they were about to get another reminder that they didn't need a human king. So the people ask Samuel to pray and intercede for them as they confess their sins. Now, they're at least appearing to be contrite right now. And because they know that Samuel has a true relationship, a real connection with God in prayer that they don't really have, they beg Samuel to call on his God. They don't even have the assurance right now that the Lord is their God, but they have no doubt that he is Samuel's God and hears Samuel's prayers. And Samuel's reply to this request does not let them off the hook. He reminds them that they did do evil, but also reminds them to keep their eyes and hearts on God for rescue. God chose to make man, and he chose Israel as his people. He isn't fickle like we are. He doesn't switch to another nation when Israel messes up. God will still be there for them as they seek him, not seeking idols. Now Samuel knows his job and his responsibilities, and he will wholeheartedly do them. He will continue to teach the people the correct path. He will continue to intercede for them and care for them too, even when he's frustrated with them. Samuel knows that he's not in control, but he knows that God is, and that is the way it is supposed to be. But Samuel has an intimate relationship with God too, and it grieves Samuel to see his Lord treated this way by his people. Think about people that you've known who have been hurt by someone else, especially if it's a loved one. And when that happens, you grieve with that loved one and you want to make things right for them. Think about how much this was magnified for Samuel. He has a relationship with God. He loves God. And he sees how the people are so ugly towards him. They're treating him with such disrespect. And he knows all that God has truly done for them. This was 10 times worse for him to watch his Lord be treated this way by the people that God had chosen to love. Through all of this, Samuel reminds them where their focus should be: on God. He's there to lead and to guide them when they're seeking him. They will find him. He's there to guide us too. We aren't perfect, but that's not the same thing as persisting in evil. This is a heart matter all the way through. Where does your heart lie? God will judge in the end, and when we keep our hearts seeking him, we know our hearts are focused on the right path. In our house, when we discuss repentance with our sons, we talk about it in this way. We know when one is repentant because they stop doing what is wrong, they agree with God that it was wrong, and they turn and go toward God and away from the sin that they committed. However, we aren't going to do this perfectly, and we know that. We, like Lot's wife, are going to turn and look back and stumble as we go forward, but repentance is the pattern of going toward God and away from sin, not reveling in the sin that we are in. So we tell our sons, have you stopped? Have you agreed with God that it was wrong? And are you turning away from the sin and going toward God? We look for the pattern, the big picture. Are you moving away from sin and toward God? Or are you still hanging out in your sin and occasionally glancing back towards God? God is constant, and that's an amazing gift for all of us. Even when we're at our most broken and we create our own idols or ask for things or demand things that aren't any good for us anyway, and then we scheme to get those things even when we should run the other way, God is still there to love us and care for us and to forgive us when we turn back to him. The most amazing part of it all is that he does. He does love us through all of that. He cherishes us and mourns with us and rejoices with us. He's there through all of it, no matter what we're going through. We serve an amazing, amazing God. Now, Jesus says in the New Testament that the greatest command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. Not one of us, while we are in this body, in these human bodies, has ever had even one moment where we have done that perfectly, where we have worshiped God, where we have loved God with all our heart and soul and strength and mind as he deserves to be worshiped and loved. And yet he still loves us. So my challenge today is for us all to ask ourselves if we have been seeking his will with all our hearts. Is there something that we need, that you need to repent about? Is there something that I need to repent about? To stop doing, to agree with God that it is wrong, that it is something in my life that does not belong there, that it is sin, and to turn away from it and turn back towards him. He's the only one who can ever fill us up with what we truly need anyway. So take a look today and see where your focus is.
Well, thank you, Beth. And Beth's study guides, as well as the 10-minute podcasts of these presentations, are all available in our archives under the Bible Studies tab of our website, naomistable.com. Nancy and I will be back with more on this in just a moment.